Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
A few years ago, I wrote a book called The Death of French Culture. It was about France's long decline as a global force in the worlds of art, music, drama, and so on. The book sold well, but the French hated it. I was denounced by government officials, filleted on talk shows. They take culture seriously over there. We should, too. A new report by the Commerce Department and the National Endowment for the Arts says the cultural industry in the U.S. last year took in $800 billion. That's more than construction, mining, or agriculture. And culture is growing nearly twice as fast as the rest of the U.S. economy. That reminded me of something I neglected in my book. French culture may no longer be dominant outside France, but inside, it's huge. Culture employs armies of people, receives generous government support, and it's everywhere. Nearly every good-sized hamlet has a cultural center and a decent arts scene. By contrast, the U.S. culture industry is based mostly in big coastal cities like New York and Los Angeles. Smaller ones, not so much. But it doesn't have to be that way. Richard Florida is an American urban theorist. He's known for writing about what he calls the creative class, those knowledge workers revitalizing big American cities. I met him last week in Miami at the World Strategic Forum, a Davos-type conference for business and government leaders. I asked him about the plight of these smaller cities, like, say, Pittsfield, Mass. Or Torrington, Connecticut. He said they have some important strengths to leverage. Maybe a nearby college that can serve as a creative hub, or local philanthropists who can launch cultural festivals, or what he called natural amenities, the lakes, mountains, and village charm that attract creative types who can work remotely. Most of all, there's culture. Florida told me, quote, "It's both a direct and an indirect stimulant. It attracts talented people, and it creates a cultural vibe that attracts other people." Smaller cities are beginning to realize that art, music, theater, and the like are good investments, as they are for all of America, better even than construction and mining. Besides, as both the French and Richard Florida could tell you, culture doesn't just make cities and towns more prosperous. It also enriches the lives and the imaginations of people who live there. Win-win. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.